T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, though, a grand jury in Manhattan is hearing testimony and could decide pretty soon whether to indict former President Trump in connection with hush money given to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Jan Ronis is a criminal defense attorney and legal analyst. Jan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So a lot of people that I hear discussing this case are a little bit baffled. Actually, some of them are a lot baffled about what the crime here, if there is a crime that will be alleged, is. It's not surely paying so-called hush money, because I'm not even sure New York State has such a law in the books. So what would the case be?
Well, first of all, it doesn't have much sex appeal. OK, it certainly isn't close to Trump essentially exhorting his supporters to undermine the constitutionally elected current president of the United States, you know, in the January 6th run-up. But nevertheless, it's a crime. I'm somewhat disappointed that if President Trump or former President Trump is there's probable cause to believe he's committed the many things that have been out there over the years, that they picked this one. It, like I say, it doesn't have much appeal, and it just doesn't seem to rise to the level of the other allegations that for which he's been investigated. But nevertheless, it is a crime. I don't know why the New York prosecutors have decided to go after him for this, but
is it the Al Capone thing, that they eventually got Al Capone on tax charges?
Well, I understand that nobody's above the law, and that if you commit a crime, that you should be prosecuted if there's evidence to support it. But on the other hand, you know, I think they probably should balance the likely response you're going to get from his xenophobic supporters in this country for what really seems like, you know, not that big of a deal. I'm not suggesting that anybody should engage in that kind of conduct. But compared to the other things he's been charged with, I just think that the response from his supporters is going to overwhelm whatever benefit there might be in the interest of justice going forward. But it is a crime. And essentially, he falsified election reports in terms of what you have to declare as contributions and things of that nature. So there's a technical aspect to it, which may make, you know, a successful prosecution difficult. And so that's why it's kind of hard for people to get their arms around it, to find out really what's the real crime here.
Now, Donald Trump made a splash by claiming that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday.
Right.
But nobody else would confirm that no arrest was planned. But, you know, an indictment might come down. Could an indictment come tomorrow? I understand they're still taking testimony today.
Well, one
of the people that he wanted to go testify to kind of impugn the testimony of Michael Cohen.
Well, I think he was in New York. You have a right to testify for the grand jury. You don't even need an invitation. You can reach out and say that you want to, you know, testify to your side of the story. So I don't really think he's done that. He would, from a lawyer's point of view, he would be a fool to do that. But he certainly had the ability to do so. If, in fact, they're still taking testimony, then an indictment hasn't issued. I kind of thought over the weekend that perhaps he had already been indicted, but it looks like there's an ongoing grand jury proceeding. And so and I get the impression an indictment is imminent, but we won't know, you know, until such time as, you know, it's issued. And then what do they send the marshals out to pick him up and arrest him? How do you effectuate an arrest warrant?
Yeah, well, that's a problem because he's in Florida.
Well, I mean, it may not even be an extraditable offense. That's the other thing. He's living in Florida. You know, there is a compact among states to extradite people that are sought in other states, but it has to be a crime punishable in the demanding state. So it may not be what he's charged with in New York may not be a crime in Florida. So that's another complication. So
to go back,
easy road to getting him in custody.
To go back to the indictment issue, you know that old saying among prosecutors that a good prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. Is that true?
Well, I mean, generally there are a lot of safeguards getting up to a grand jury proceeding. And there's a, you know, there's an investigation usually conducted by law enforcement, and they present the facts to the prosecuting agency, and they're the ones that decide to present it to the grand jury. And the grand jurors, once it gets to that point, it's rare, certainly in California, grand jury proceedings are somewhat rare in California, but it's rare that once a grand jury proceeding is initiated, that somebody's not charged. Now, New York has, as I mentioned before, they actually allow people to come testify before a grand, you know, suspects to testify in a grand jury proceeding. So they have a much lower indictment rate than other states. And so, you know, whether the ham sandwich, you know, metaphor applies in New York, it remains to be seen. But I suspect,
I like to see somebody actually indict a ham sandwich just so we can put this to rest once and for all.
I don't know. I've often wondered over the years, I've heard that expression. It sounds pretty corny.
I've had some ham sandwiches that should have been indicted.
Well, that's a good point.
All right. Thank you so much, Jan Ronas, criminal defense attorney and legal analyst.
And, of course, the question then becomes what kind of ham sandwich?
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.